My name is Troy Ramos, and you are listening to the 60 by 60 Radio Request Extravaganza. I first learned about 60 by 60 through its listing on a Call for Scores update that I got from one of the new music organizations in the States. And the more I looked into it, the more it appealed to me, because it seemed a really thoughtful way to get a lot of composers' sounds heard in a very short amount of time. I will definitely submit works in the future and continue to support this project and others like it, because I think it's invaluable to composers, and those are the kind of things that we need in this world with so many really good composers out there. This is the kind of thing that needs to happen more often.
Well, this piece, Dead of 92 or 93, was inspired by a poem by the French writer Arthur Rimbaud of the same title. And the poem is about forgotten soldiers and, in my view, lying politicians and all of the destruction that comes from these people in power who use war as a tool to get whatever it is that they're after. And it's really powerful. I felt really compelled to write something after having read it a few times. What I did was I took the poem and made it a part of the process of composing. That's what I always do. I don't use music to say anything, or I don't use the music to say anything. That's not what I'm about. But I will take extra musical ideas, like poems or images or interactions, and incorporate that into music composition. And that's what I did here. I focused a lot on the rhythmic structure of the poem, and maybe I focused on a sentence or two, or a particular word, or the grouping of things. And I took that and used that to help organize sounds. That's all I'm trying to do in the end, is just organize sounds. Originally, I had audio clips of various press conferences given by a certain politician whom I won't name, but everybody would recognize the voice, I think. And I did that because I didn't see a difference between doing that and, say, composing songs or a choral work where you have a harmony of meanings happening. You have the sounds and then you have the text, whatever that is. I kept the audio files in there, but I manipulated them to the point where you wouldn't recognize what was happening. You know, anybody who listened to the piece wouldn't recognize the voice, or any human voice, as being part of it. It just sort of became part of the sounds.